Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for short. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode we'll delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. As you ladies, gents, and people are aware, I love everything UFO. As you know from the previous shows that I have done, I have discussed many topics, from David Grush to Roswell to the Calvine UFO incident, but to name a few. But something has happened in the last few days that I just felt the need to delve into. As you people know, I normally have a list of episodes planned out, and it's very rare that I will bump an episode to do another. But this is one of those occasions. Something has happened that completely freaked me out. Whether this is true or not, I don't know. But for me, this mystery is just one I had to delve into. Most of you out there are aware of the show called Stranger Things on Netflix. To be honest, it's one of my favourite shows out there. Why? Because it's all about aliens from different dimensions, set back in the 80s, all things that I love. Not only the fashion, the BMX bikes, and the music from the 80s as well, but just the way they introduced an alien race from a different realm. It just really utterly amazed me. My favourite episode is from the final chapter in Season 3. It was called The Battle of Starcourt. It's where they fight off an evil demigorgon in the Starcourt Mall in Hawkins, Indiana. And this is why I just had to do this episode. And I know you're probably asking, where am I going with this? This was television, right? But what would happen if it was real? For all you that don't know, I'm going to be talking about a supposed alien spotted at a mall in Miami in the United States of America. Where I'll be asking the question, was this really an alien? Could it have been a hoax? Could this be yet another drip dropped onto us, getting us ready for full disclosure? It was a few days ago, and I was chatting to my brothers in our WhatsApp group, when one of them posted a video from TikTok. It said, "Peach, watch this, as I think this would make a good podcast." I did, and what I see was not as great as I expected. That was until I read the underlying comments and had a closer look. The video, which I'll post on my Facebook page and Instagram page, was truly amazing. It was like watching an episode of Stranger Things, and for all of you that love that show, when you watch this, you will see why I just had to do this podcast. So here's what I know from what I have read and the videos that I have seen. It was New Year's Day, and there was an incident reported to have happened at the Bayfront Marketplace Mall in Miami. Reports and videos surfaced claiming an attack on civilians by large alien-like creatures. It was reported that these creatures were glitching like a cloaking mechanism had failed around their body. This then prompted a significant response from the Miami Police Department. According to eyewitness accounts shared online, these creatures were described as being between 7 to 10 feet tall, walking around on all fours, almost in a smoky grey sort of colour. This then led to a major police presence and the shutdown of air traffic in the Miami area, with only police helicopters reportedly remaining operational. There were also reports of sightings of unidentified flying objects, and there are videos out there showing this too. All this will be posted for you ladies, gents and people to look at, and we'll speak about the UFOs later on within this podcast. This sounds so much like an episode of Stranger Things, it's untrue. Now I've seen these videos, and I must say it looked like the entire Miami Police Department was there. At least 60 cars. There could have been more in my opinion. Something bad or outer-worldly must have happened for there to be such a great police presence. But according to Miami Police, it was nothing more than a bunch of kids having a massive fight within the mall, using weapons. To be more precise, using sticks and fireworks. They even posted a tweet saying they had nothing to do with aliens, and they even put a lol at the end of their tweet. The thing is, ladies, gents and people, I'm not buying that. According to police reports, they arrested four teenagers for fighting, looting and setting off fireworks. The thing is, with the size of the police presence there, I mean, it looked like the entirety of the police force along with helicopters. For me, that's overkill. Just remember, ladies, gents and people, that the American police officers carry guns. And even in a big group, if say 10 police officers all point their guns at you, you're going to stop no questions. In a day and age where everyone likes to record everything, even if it is illegal, not one video has been posted of this so-called fight or looting. Also, where's the CCTV footage from inside the mall? It's nowhere. So for me, something had to have happened there that we're not meant to know about. It was reported that power was cut to the mall and the surrounding areas. All flights at Miami International Airport were grounded. There were black helicopters spotted in the air, you know, the sort used by secret government agencies. There were even some of their agents on the ground too. Phones were confiscated and police scanners were turned off. All this for a fight and some fireworks from some unruly teenagers. Something just does not add up. Even if you think all this is horseshit, you don't believe in aliens or UFOs, why would they have done all this? And for me, that's a fair question. But even now, if you think this can't get any more weirder, it can. I have seen two additional videos of UFOs lighting up the Miami skyline. It was on the 3rd of January and someone was filming from their penthouse apartment. From the first glance, you see three lights in the sky in a triangle form. To me, I thought the TR-3B straight away, which is a secret government aeroplane, silent and moving in any direction it wanted. But then all the lights converged into each other, making one bigger light. Still no sound, they then reformed back into its triangle shape. Now, I won't lie, ladies, gents and people, I thought drones straight away. However, I did not account for when he panned the camera around to see Miami Airport within the vicinity. And I thought, you ain't getting a drone anywhere near an airport, as they are all geofenced, which will not even let you take off near them, let alone you fly right next to it. But there was another UFO spotted the same night. So what we're saying, ladies, gents and people, that in the space of 3 days, you've had an alien life form spotted at a mall, and then two sightings of UFOs all in Miami. That's hard to believe, but there was. The next video was that of a glowing white orb. It looked almost like the sun rising in the morning. But this is no sun, and it certainly wasn't the morning. This orb then raises higher into the sky before stretching out into an oval shape and then shrinking down into a ball. It then floats aimlessly in the sky. I want to add this, people, that there is no sound yet again being made. At one point you could have thought that maybe this could be a shooting star, but it definitely ain't that. A shooting star don't start off big and then change shape and direction too. It just begs the question, could these two things have been alien craft? So, what did happen that day? Could it have been a big hoax? Were there aliens on the ground and in the sky? Or was this just another scenario set up by the US government to avert your gaze away from something else? Whatever happened in them days is truly remarkable in whatever guise you look at it. And to be honest, ladies, gents and people, this has taken the internet by storm, which is why you can understand that I needed to do this podcast. But for me, something just does not seem right about this whole scenario. So, for me, the first question, was this an alien invasion in a mall in America? Fact, fiction, or bullshit? For me, after looking at these videos, I'm going to call bullshit. With all the videos that are online, there is no conclusive proof of aliens at all. Every video looks like an old VHS recording from an old school video camera. I'm sure most phones carry a 4K camera now, and not one was used filming this incident, which in today's day and age is truly remarkable. So, it must have been teenagers having a fight then. That's bullshit too, in my opinion. I went onto various local news outlet websites to see if I could find anything that had been reported about this incident, and I found nothing. That's not to say that there could be something I have missed, but you would have thought with the amount of police officers that attended this incident, along with the social media coverage it got, you would have thought that this sort of thing would have been easy to find. Also, the lack of CCTV footage also brings up flags. So for me, I think, and I choose my words wisely here, but I think that this was used as part of an elaborate plan to avert your gaze away from something else. Social media at this point in time is probably the most powerful tool out there for this sort of thing, and it would make sense to why a government would use this. But was it though? I'm going to call fact on that. They used this event to avert your gaze away from something else. Away from what though? Well, Miami International Airport was definitely shut down during this time, and that's a fact. Why? Could it have been down to these UFOs that were spotted days later? It's a possibility. Could these same UFOs have landed at the airport? Nobody knows. And the fact that there's very little comeback against these videos with people trying to debunk them, and the fact that no one is really talking about these in the same capacity as the mall incident, for me, it just seems like this could be the real thing. But there is another thing that has gone on in recent months that has not really come to light, and I think that this incident has caused people not to look at that, and that is what the James Webb Telescope has found. I might sound like I'm out there on this one, but for me it'd be something like this that calls the US government to act the way it has. The James Webb Telescope detected not only artificial light, but also the compound DMS in the atmosphere of K2-18b. On Earth, this compound is only produced by one thing, and that is life. Beam me up, Scotty. Wow, what an episode. I knew that when I watched these videos, and all be posted on my socials, I knew that this was going to be my next podcast. I had no doubts. And as I've said before, if something comes up and it's relevant, I will bump a podcast to the following week, as I myself want to be in the now when possible. Ladies, gents and people, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. Yes, I know I say it every week, but I just want this to grow as much as possible. And if you haven't followed me on Spotify or Apple, if you could, I would be extremely grateful. So look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.